Supersize it. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review. According to economics professor Von Pham, research on changes in the U.S. retail industry shows a dual phenomenon is occurring.
You're seeing more retail, the retail chain becoming longer and less mom-and-pop stores. You're also seeing these boxes getting bigger, supersizing, meaning that they're offering more and more products.
They're growing in number and growing in size, too. Bigger chains have economies of scale, so they can do things cheaper, leading to drops in pricing in their aisles, eventually triggering closure for many small businesses.
In 2007, the biggest general merchandise retail chains accounted for 15% of all retail sales. The largest retail chain expanded by 3,000 stores that resulted in the closure of about 12,000 smaller competing stores.
Pham says better information technology, such as barcode scanners and radio frequency identification, create an incentive to build even more big box stores.
Because it's cheaper to coordinate with these better technologies, and you have cheaper goods that they can sell, so you want to open up more stores. Because consumers want to save money by buying more things in one place. If a chain adds two stores, it actually adds 100 items in every store. That is going to compete against lots and lots of the smaller competitors, and it's going to drive prices down, and it's probably going to put some of those guys out of business.
The Business Review is a production of KWBU and the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University. You can access this segment at baylor.edu/business.